administrative law also create the framework under which consumers can eventually buy driverless cars. The state's Department of Motor Vehicles says it's a big boost for regulations that have been in the works for years. Keith Peters reporting.
A judge has dismissed a lawsuit challenging federal laws criminalizing marijuana as unconstitutional. The judge says the five plaintiffs had failed to pursue changes in the drug's legal status by first going through the DEA. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Ted Leidy, my co-host today. So good morning, everybody. 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 27th of February. And the news, of course, is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week with that magnificent walk-in humidor. So, Bad Bob, what's it look like for weather today?
Sunny today, high near 61. Those gustily winds will continue.
Last night?
Yeah.
Wow.
Blew, gusts as high as 22 miles an hour. Increasing clouds tonight, low around 36. The winds will drop off. Rain in tomorrow afternoon, and that will continue for the next couple of days. Right now, 39 according to the thermometer, but with the chill from the wind, it feels like 31 on your skin, so bundle up. And we will check the lake levels a little later. For the long-range forecast says Friday we might see some snow showers down on the valley floor. But we've heard that story before.
Well, that's right. That's right. You know what? You're teasing me. You're just teasing me again. Buddy.
This all brought to you by Shasta
Gas.
Are
you the teaser pony?
Yeah.
What is it? Hey, Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans and will allow you to kind of stretch those payments out if you're having a heavy propane winter up there and things getting a little tight. Chuck and Judy will let you stretch those payments across the rest of the year. So you got to give them a call, though, 365-3793. Okay, so I'm here with next to last day of February. I'm here with Ted Leidy, of course, who's the owner of the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. That you started right here 10 years ago in your kitchen.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. In your kitchen in up in Shingletown.
Yeah, I taught our first class at the firehouse in Shasta Lake City. Yeah, in 2007.
Okay. And you are a retired command sergeant major from the Army.
Yes, sir.
A jump kind of guy.
Yes, sir. Parachutist. Jump master.
You were the jump master and trainer for
leaping out of perfectly good airplanes.
They don't make them perfectly good, Bob. I don't know if you knew that.
There's no perfectly good airplane?
No, they're made by perfect human beings, which are completely imperfect.
What if they made them on a Monday after a Super Bowl?
Oh, no, that would be really bad.
No, that'd be bad. It would just be blah.
Yeah.
Okay. And you came here to, and so tell people a little bit about you before we get into our show today. We've got a number of things happening, but first half hour we're going to talk about safety, personal safety, gun matters, and things that have been happening in the news.
Absolutely. So, as you said, I retired from the Army in 2006. Came back to Reading and set up my life.
Set my life over again. You went to school here.
I went to school at West Valley. Go Eagles.
West Valley, and so if you live in that area, went to school at West Valley, you get extra points on your test.
At my class, yes. If you're from Cottonwood, it's a plus one on the test. Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows that.
I'm a proud graduate of Evergreen Union School District, class of 79. Very happy about that also.
Yeah.
You know, my graduating class was the first graduating class at West Valley High School.
Wow.
1983.
You know, it kind of set a precedent.
I did, yeah, that's right. Look at the excellence that's came out of there.
That's right. And if you ever see a photo of him back then, is that when you had the mullet?
I had a serious mullet. I had my mullet would have shocked and amazed you. I was so proud of that mullet. I'll tell you who else it shocked and amazed was my wife, Lisa.
Yeah.
She loved it too, so something must have been working.
She went to West Valley also.
That's right.
And you left, went in the Army, and she
went on to do her thing.
She stayed right here and went to work at Mercy Medical Center, where she's been for 34 long years.
34 years. Now she runs it.
Just about.
Oh, just about. Okay, maybe not, quite at the very top, but she does. She does it very, very,
very well. Very well respected, and she does a great job out there. So good morning to all my West Valley Eagles out there, brothers and sisters.
Hey, why did you start the business? I don't think I've ever asked you that.
Well, you know, I love it when people ask me that because I went directly from here to Fort Benning, Georgia, to U.S. Army Infantry School. Then I went directly to jump school. I got my wings and reported directly to the 82nd Airborne Division, where a very important part of my daily life was firearms. You know, that was what we did every single day. And so as I climbed the Army ladder to command sergeant major, it was something that was constant. I never took a firearm out of my hand. I carried one, you know, just about every day. And, of course, sometime in my career, pretty early on, probably about a year or two, when I started teaching them and went to school to teach them and started coaching and mentoring and counseling young soldiers. And when I got out of the Army, it was just a natural transition for me to look around and say, hey, you know what we need here is a good firearms trainer, someone who knows exactly what the heck they're doing with a firearm. And, you know, it's so important to talk about firearms instructors or firearms trainers, because just because you have the experience does not always make you a good instructor. And it took me a while to learn, you know, and looking around at my peers, that you could have been a soldier for 35 or 40 years and got out and still not have the ability to communicate the effective deployment and safe usage of a personal protection firearm, probably the most deadly tool they own. And sometimes people buy them and take them into their home, and they never get any training. So I saw that there was a hole there in the market, and somebody needed to fill it. And so it was just me and one of my other friends when we first started, Chris Cooper. He was a retired sergeant first class, and we started it together. And we would teach out at Keswick, you know, out on Iron Mountain Road with all. Yeah, we cheated
death.
Yeah,
the lead mining operations will continue.
Yeah. We cheated death on Keswick for a couple of years. I ran into Pete Ray, who is one of our instructors now and one of our best friends. And he was on the board at the Reading Gun Club. And he said, you know, I've looked at your operation, and have you ever thought about having a private place to shoot? I always think about having a private place to shoot. Every time I come to this range and take a look around me, I need a private place to shoot. He said, well, if you'll meet the board, we'll consider it. And so I went to the board, and we struck a deal. And now our students have the benefit of shooting at what is the premier shooting facility north of Sacramento in this state, and that is the Reading Gun Club out on Old Alturas Road. 7 action pistol bays, covered rifle range out to 186 yards, rimfire range, traps, skeet, and sporting clays, all for $100 a year. So I pay a fee to shoot there, but I get to shoot there privately because the range is closed on Sunday. So I think really that and, of course, the incredible instructors.
And you send a couple thousand through there every year, too.
Yeah, we taught 3,500 last year.
3,500 went through the Reading Gun Club, and you pay a fee for each one of them.
Yeah, yeah, it's $10 a person.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't 3,500 just to the Reading Gun Club because we teach in so many different locations.
Yeah,
I think nearly 1,000 went through Reading Gun Club.
Okay.
And then, of course, I met you. It wasn't too long after that when I met you, 2007 or so.
Somewhere around there.
And you came on and said, "Hey, I'd like to teach advanced CCW," and I said, "Oh, come on, teach basic with me for also." And so now I've talked you into that. But we've also taught a lot of great advanced courses and tactical carbine classes. And, you know, one of the favorite things that you and I do together, Carl, is private classes.
Yeah.
When we do corporations, when we do team building, that kind of
you
stuff.
You know, I think that to me is I have really a great time when we take a corporation out that wants to do team building. And what it is you're training people to how to use a firearm, use a pistol. And several of them always have never really touched a pistol. And so they come out there, and by the time the day's over, they know all the safety aspects of how to handle a pistol safely, a firearm safely is that they get to shoot, they get to compete with each other in those scenarios we put up there, you know, not life or death scenarios, but by the time they finish, everybody's just had a great time. And the company has, in the president of the company or whoever's the boss there, he gets to come out and shoot too.
Absolutely. So we did that on Sunday, as a matter of fact, you and I with a corporation in town. And we had 16 shooters.
Yep.
And you and I and Ted Ogilvie had a great time.
Yeah. Good and people out there.
There were about 25% of those people who had never fired a gun before.
Some of them had never touched a gun before.
No.
Almost.
No.
The two I had, but they ended up, both of them, because of the classes they'd had the day before. Were more than, they both shot like 30 out of 30 on the test.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
It's a good time.
And the thing about it is, you know, we talk about, and now, you know, after the break, I'm going to get into this, but we talk about safe handling of firearms. And the big part of safe handling of firearms is keeping them stored and away from people that should not be handling them. Children, felons, people with mental problems, and how to store those firearms safely so nobody does get hurt.
Did you know there are 5 listed ways to store a firearm in accordance with the California Penal Code to protect yourself from that risk of liability?
We're going to talk about that as soon as we get
5
back.
Ways, you bet.
And then we're going to talk about the 10 new laws that the state of California wants to use just to make it just a little bit tougher on you.
One of these laws is particularly egregious. The one about the semi-automatic firearms.
That's right, ones that have come up. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Their newest branch at 1845 California Street opened up a few months ago. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank. Local people, of course, running it. They pride themselves on helping people. They've expanded business hours. They've done all of that. Why don't you go down there, walk in, meet the people down there, and find out how Cornerstone Bank is moving local dreams forward. We'll be right back with Ted Leidy. And what are the Democrats? You just knew down in Sacramento they were going to be doing this. Well, here they come. Here are all the new gun laws that will keep us safer. We'll be right back.
The Reading Gun Show, this weekend only at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Jam-packed with all your favorite firearms. Brands like Glock, Winchester, Remington, SIG, Smith & Wesson, Ruger, and much, much more. So remember, the Reading Gun Show, this weekend only at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
On Friday, March 9th, at the new Sheraton Reading Hotel at the Sundial Bridge, the Trade School is hosting the Electrician's Ball 2018, an elegant evening of dining along with the Craftsman's Art Auction. This fundraiser supports scholarships and technology upgrades. Please help us create rewarding career opportunities in the skilled trades. Millions of jobs are waiting. Our young people deserve a prosperous future. Visit ShastaBE.com/events and register or call 221-5556. All are welcome.
The Trade School, the Shasta Builders Exchange. Succeed.
For your rockin' pleasure, ZZ Tush. A full-on tribute to that little old band from Texas. Live in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, March 9th. Northern California's premier ZZ Top tribute band, ZZ Tush, brings it live and loud, playing all their greatest hits and then some. Got Me Under Pressure, Cheap Sunglasses, Legs. ZZ Tush brings the ZZ Top experience to the stage. They got the moves, the music, the beards, the shades, and of course, the furry guitars. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets for this are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. So if a good old time is what you're after, then you ought to come out. These boys give you the whole package. ZZ Tush live and loud at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, March 9th at 7:30 p.m. A good rockin' time will be had by all. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app on Google Play and the Apple Store. Concerts are better at the river.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Freedom of the press. What does that mean today? At one time, it meant that the press had a protected status to be the watchdogs of the government and our politicians, to be neutral in their oversight of the news and politics, and to keep the people informed and the politicians honest. Sadly today, The national news is nothing more than a political puppet with a corrupt, one-sided liberal progressive agenda. We can no longer trust or believe the media, but we can put our trust in Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Ted Light. It's morning. And, of course, Bad Bob. Good morning, everybody. 20 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, 39 degrees, going up to 38 today. That doesn't sound right. Going up to 61 today.
Going up to 61. There's a low and there's a high.
Yeah, but see, what they did was after 10 years, 9 years, they switched it on me. You know, so the low is on the left side and the high is on the right side. Where if you look at it, for the last, every day for the last 9 years, it's been reversed. So
I can change it.
Well, no. Now that I know what your madness is, I can take care of that. And speaking of madness, let's talk about the Dems down in Sacramento.
Oh, I can hardly talk about them. They're so
ridiculous.
This
is why I'm glad that you're coming on today.
They're so misled.
I just want you to, I'm going to say what it is. You tell me what you think.
Okay.
All hunting rifles, it says all semi-automatic rifles with removable magazines must be registered as assault weapons. Okay. This has come up before. And it didn't make it through.
So my 10/22 has become a weapon of war.
Except 22.
Not the 10/22s yet.
Not your 22s yet. But all rifles that are semi-automatic with a removable magazine now must be registered as an assault weapon.
Who is voting for these idiots?
These are all like Southern California.
Did you see Maxine Waters on TV yesterday screaming about impeach 45? She looked like she was high. Like, she was so...
She's higher power.
She is a whack job.
This bill in itself, now this hasn't passed, but this bill, it's failed before, and here's why. What he has just done is, and he's tried it before and it failed, was to make every hunting rifle, we're not talking the quote assault rifles, which we all know they're not assault rifles, with the pistol grip and all the other stuff they put on it. This is rifles like a Ruger Ranch, a 30 caliber carbine from World War II. Mm-hmm. This is the Browning that has the 5-round magazine, and that's all that you know what your dad hunted with, and he gave it to you. So this has now become an assault weapon.
Those Model 700 series 30-06 and 308s that they made in the 60s and 70s that our dads and our grandfathers hunted with the 4-round magazine, four-round drop magazine.
Yeah,
all those are now
going to be assault rifles.
Well, they're trying it.
If they pass this. Now, because it was so stupid last time, the Democrats even said, that's pretty stupid, we're not going to do this. So hopefully, but see, what they're doing is they're lining up as fast as they can. So they say, oh, look what we're doing. Look, you know, one of them says, we've done a pretty good job so far, but there's a long way to go.
You haven't done any job. Your state ranks in the bottom of every crime statistic known to man. You've got your prisons are full to the brim. You haven't done a good job at anything.
They're turning them loose faster than they can put them in. Yeah. Okay, restraining orders. Now, it used to be a family member or police, if they said that they thought you were a danger, then a judge could issue an order and have your weapons taken away, your firearms taken away. Now they want to add to that group that can have your firearms taken away, high school and college students, employees, I mean coworkers, employers, and mental health professionals, and I think there was one other, maybe a priest. So
we're getting to the point now where anybody.
Yeah.
I mean anybody can turn
Bad
anybody.
Bob, I don't like this person's posts on Facebook. I think he's a danger. Take away his guns.
There you go. And a judge can do that. If you get a whack judge, which, gosh, no, that would never happen.
Yeah, Lord knows.
You know, in fact, the judges I know around here, and know well enough to talk to,
takes
they all carry.
they all carry, and there's a reason for it. And they believe people should carry. But you get in other parts in the state, and you get a high school student that knows that, say, his teacher has a gun or has guns at his house, could say, I am terrified by this guy. You know, he's threatened us and all this, and he needs to have those guns taken away. Or they could do it about an enemy at school. You know, kids are not the most they're maybe not the most emotionally stable when they're growing up.
That's so nice of you to say it like that, Carl.
Well, you know, when we were growing up, we were all at various times crazy. Maybe we still are. But here's another thing of opening this up to so many people. And a judge can order this to happen without even having a written order. He can do it. Another one has it, so he can do it verbally. Oh, no, we got to take those guns, and he sends the police out.
Talk about knee-jerk. Talk about a lack of leadership. Don't even sit down and talk about it. Let's just write some stuff up and send it through.
Misdemeanor domestic violence, okay? I am totally against domestic violence at any level. But I'm not sure what a misdemeanor domestic violence is. A misdemeanor means is it's obviously not a felony, but a misdemeanor, can you go to jail for that?
I'm sure you can.
You can be arrested for it. So this new law says if you've had any time that you've had a misdemeanor domestic violence case or been found guilty of it, that's a lifetime ban on firearms.
Lifetime firearms prohibition.
Right.
Now, look, here's the thing. I am not a lawyer, and I am not, sheriff, so I can't come here and talk from a position of power and authority on this thing, but I'm pretty sure you can charge with somebody with misdemeanor domestic violence if she gets mad at you at the Black Bear Diner and throws a chicken fried steak at you. I'm sure she can do that. I'm sure they can do that. That's ridiculous. Okay. Now, I'm not playing it down. Domestic violence is a huge issue, and needs to come with a firearms prohibition. But you realize that they have a level of domestic violence that's already a firearms prohibition.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah.
Right? So, I don't know. I don't really want to get too involved in that.
Right.
Here's why,
Carl. I don't understand the
I don't know the implications.
Level of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Okay. But I tell you what, domestic violence is bad, and if people are fear, that's maybe sometimes, the rules should not be changed, but at least they should be clear to everybody. And they're obviously not. Background check for those who are buying a key part to assemble in a, quote, assault weapon.
Now, who's going to pay for that?
Oh, you are.
No. If I'm going to buy a pin for an AR-style firearm, I got to have a background check. I'm buying it from Ohio. How are they going to do that?
Well, they're going to make it illegal for you to get parts.
That's tyrannical.
Outside the state.
That's tyranny.
Oh, my God. You can't believe that.
That's tyranny.
Hey, we've got a chat room guy. He's obviously he's perturbed and afraid. I just called the sheriff and let him know that you two are a danger to our community. He said he would agree. He said he agreed and get right on that restraining order. Start watching the door. He's on his way.
That's fine.
Thank you very much.
Hey, I you know what?
But you could do that.
That's the way the law is supposed to work. Let's just keep it up.
Okay. Now, got a couple more
minutes
left.
I got coffee waiting on him.
That's right. And two donuts. Okay.
I can hardly wait to see him on that one.
What do you think about what happened in Broward County with the deputies?
Oh,
I'm not even going to say anything else, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
What's your take on that one, buddy? You're like me. You've been in combat several times and raised in a culture of guns and taking care of business.
Well, I said it earlier, not all gun trainers, nor are all deputies created equal. And, Carl, you've had this happen so many times in your career. Someone will come up to you and they'll start talking to you about their service, which is honorable and laudable, of course. But there is a big difference in our business between those who ran towards the fire, right,
mm-hmm.
and those who pushed a paper towards the fire. I mean, there's a difference in soldiers and Marines and deputies, and I don't want to say that those deputies represented the rest of the force, because I know a lot of law enforcement officials and they are best and brightest and always have been. But
this one made a decision, a faithful decision, for whatever reason, that's always going to resonate with him. And then there's the talk about three others that took out defensive positions, and nobody went into the city police, and then a couple more Broward deputies went in with them. So I didn't know.
I didn't know there were three. I thought there was just
well,
the one.
Well, it was just the one. That's the one they got on camera who stood out there and said, he had said, you know, the statement said, I thought the shooting was outside. And I, you know, I'm telling him it was outside. I was trying to give him a description of the shooter and all that instead of going in. Of course, you talk to other people, other deputies, and, you know, and they, of course, you when you get to a place like that and you hear it's popping, you're going in. And that's just it. Okay, you don't have, you're not weaponed up. You don't have a long gun. And you're, you know, you can tell an AR going off.
Oh, absolutely.
So now you're going in there. So, but guess, you know what? It's your job.
It is your job. It is an embarrassing moment for all involved. It's horribly tragic. But, you know, I got to tell you, Carl, if they had the wrong deputy on duty on the wrong day, then that's just a tragic collision of circumstances. I think it's horrible, but
the guy's been there for, he's been a resource officer for several years.
Yeah.
And been resource officer of the year and all this, but he's never had to pull a gun. I don't know if he's ever been in a, you know, I mean, you talk to people who've been in gunfights. There's very few of them in the police that have actually been in a gunfight. Chief Moore has been in a gunfight. He's been in a couple of them. He's been in one close in where he's gotten shot and he's shooting the other guy. So, you know, you have those things, and we've seen it. And when we say, and when you're saying, you know, people that are pushing paper or back,
well, all I'm saying is not everybody's a warrior.
Their job is a different type job that enables the pointy end to get to where it has to be.
That's right.
And but it doesn't mean that they wouldn't. I mean, we see supply people, you saw them, on running convoys. These are kids that have never, I've done supply stuff my whole life. Now they've got machine guns out there and they're doing a great job.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Is I don't want to judge or talk bad about him because I don't know what his background is.
Yeah.
There could have been a milkman with a CCW there who would have went in and saved the day. On the other hand, I had a deputy there who didn't. It's just what it is.
It's tough.
Yeah, it's tough on that man. Think about what he's going through right now.
And, you know,
think about how he must feel right now.
Well, I'm sure he's going, what if?
Oh, I can't even imagine it.
But we always go back to that part where it's your job.
And the decisions you make affect the rest of your life.
And you hope you're going to be able to go in there. So
the decisions you make affect the rest of your life. Now, here's what I have to say. Our local law enforcement officials are, those guys get shot at all the time.
Yeah,
I mean, they are gunfighters.
Our guys are out there shooting a lot. And
they're,
you know,
gunfighters.
If you want to commit suicide, start a gunfight with the sheriffs, RPD,
the
sheriffs,
the
RPGs. Yeah, just, you know, like suicide by police.
I read those papers every day and think, man, alive, it is like combat.
They come out there. Yeah, they come out there with long guns and they're ready to use them. If you show up with a gun,
hey,
this is not Broward County. If you show up with a gun around here, you're not going to walk away.
I guarantee it.
No,
I guarantee it. And you know what? If you're so delusional that you point a gun at one of our law enforcement officials, I'm sorry, but you are getting what you had coming to you.
No,
I'm sorry. I wish I could paint a different picture, but I can't.
No, I'm not going to stop until you're no longer a threat.
Mm-mm.
Hey, we're going to take a break here. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Ted Leidy.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Stone Kingdom provides you with luxury concrete and exotic rock features from around the world. Stone Kingdom at 290 Hartnell Avenue. Visit their amazing showroom where you can view dozens of colors of artisan concrete panels, whether it's interior or exterior, commercial or residential. Stone Kingdom will provide you with a realistic stone look. From kitchen and bathrooms, fireplace surrounds, accent walls, flooring and entries, to barbecue areas, man caves, columns and arches. Stone Kingdom. Visit their showroom at 290 Hartnell Avenue and check them out on Facebook. Stone Kingdom.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Mott and Ted Leidy. Good morning. It is Tuesday, the 27th of February. It's 39, going up to 61 today. It's going to be nice and sunny. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane and Alliance Heating and Air is bringing us this segment. Been in the business for over 25 years, doing just simply outstanding work. Probably best in the North State because they are best in the North State. They can offer you guarantees, warranties, and they can work on any type of heating or cooling system. The only ones we let touch our house is Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Here, of course, with Ted Leidy from Northern Firearms Instruction, the founder of it, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California.
We're pretty proud of that.
Yeah, and you're expanding out.
So we're constantly expanding. Awesome. The only thing that keeps us from expanding, Carl, is good instructors.
Yeah, it's hard to get them.
Yeah, it's hard to find.
Okay, and we're here now. Speaking of expanding, it's somebody that's on her. she is social media-ing us.
She's videoing us.
She's, we're getting
video. You're welcome.
Yeah, this is not going anywhere, is it? Is this on a YouTube channel
it's
right now?
Oh, it's live.
Okay. Sherry Harrison, who is the events coordinator,
Events and volunteer coordinator.
And volunteer mm-hmm. coordinator over at Turtle Bay.
Yes, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much. I'm really excited to...
Turn her down a little bit, will you?
Am I too loud?
No coffee for you, Sherry.
I know. I've had so much this morning. I drink, chai tea. Quick. I drink chai tea.
Chai tea. Yeah,
chai tea.
Chai tea. Okay, that's mm-hmm. what it is.
Yeah. A lot of it.
Is that caffeinated?
Oh, yeah.
It is? I didn't know that.
And it's got lots of sugar in it, too. Right?
You know.
Okay, so it's got. So not only does she have the caffeine, now she's going to sugar high at the same time. Give her a donut. Let's just see her float around
Whoa.
The room.
The Whoa. Too early. It's too
chai
early for that.
It's never too early.
True.
We don't have donuts here, though.
No. Just, or chai tea.
Or chai tea.
I'll bring some for you guys next time.
Woo!
Right. That's all I need.
That's all we need. That gets us going. You're here, though, to talk about...
I am. I'm here to talk about Turtle Bay's Exploration Parks auction. We have our Gene, Jules, and Jazz coming up. And this year, our theme is Out of This World. And it's going to be at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, March 24th. at 5:30 p.m. So this year, we're pretty excited about it. This event is going to feature a silent and live auction, gourmet cuisine from around the Milky Way. See what I did there? And a variety of spirits and live jazz band. So we're really excited. So we're going to anticipate at least 400 guests. And
have you been there before?
I have. It's an amazing event.
We're there every year.
Mm-hmm. We're there every year.
We give up we provide a dinner over at our house.
Oh,
and
nice.
And it's been sold, I don't know, just
what do you
five,
cook?
Five, well, paella.
Paella.
I'm not sure. Well, you don't eat paella. Don't give me anything. You can't.
I don't eat fish, mushrooms, artichokes, or avocado.
Oh, my goodness.
As soon as you walk in the house, you'd run outside.
I know if you've been cooking fish in that house, I'm like, I'm sorry, Carl, I can't stop.
Okay. And then, of course, Linda, I think, is going to be up there helping out.
Yeah.
And is an MC. So this is a time where you can go to, and they've got, just awesome silent auction stuff. But the live auction stuff is outstanding,
so fun.
Too.
That's the funnest part, I think. And the tickets are $75 each and can be purchased at Turtle Bay or by calling 242-3143. And if you guys want to sponsor a table for eight, really show your support for Turtle Bay. The sponsorships are $1,000, $2,500, and $5,000.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Piece of cake. There you go. Okay. Now, what do you do every day?
What do I do every day?
Besides, bubble in, bubble around, bubble out.
Oh, man. I love it. So I've been at Turtle Bay. This is going on my 1 month. I've been there for a month now.
And you've been trained by the best.
Oh, by the best. I love my team. I love Turtle Bay. And I've been going to Turtle Bay since they opened way back. So I was the original Turtle Bay kid for when the school opened up, too.
Well,
so.
You're sitting in a room where everybody remembers when Turtle Bay was a drive-in theater.
Yes, I remember that too. When I was little,
Turtle Bay was a drive-in theater.
Yeah,
yes,
there was right across the street.
Uh-huh. That would be the Starlight.
The Starlight Drive-In. Yeah,
really?
I remember that. Yeah, I was
I
little.
Dated Lisa at the Starlight Drive-In. No kidding.
Yeah. I think she mentioned that.
Yeah, what? I saw lots of famous movies. I saw The Shining there.
Through an unfortunate design flaw, the screen actually faced due west, and so the setting sun would obliterate the screen. You never saw the first half of the first movie.
So they were always double. Okay, so you were like, what, an infant when you were going through there, Sharon?
Probably four.
Four.
Four or five, but I remember it.
You're probably one of those little kids that ran around out there, and the parents are trying to find them.
How did you know? Have you talked to my parents?
No, you just look like it.
You have a swing set up front right underneath the screen.
That's
awesome. Yeah. I remember those days very well. With a little speaker,
I just wish she
car.
Was a little more outgoing. Though we're having to drag.
Do you think?
We're having to drag her. We're having to force her to talk here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Before we pass on the whole fish subject, have you ever heard the term "something smells fishy"?
No, never.
Have you ever heard that?
What is that?
And then people wonder why I don't like fish, right? It's a term, man, that means something smells bad.
A fish,
right? It's fish. Something smells fishy.
Pretty fishy.
Yeah. And Carl's over here like, I'm going to open it up.
Here. She's doing it again.
I'm getting you guys.
I'm going to cook some of that. What is it called? Paella?
Paella. Oh. But it has shrimp. It has sausage, chicken, mussels, scallops.
I'm so glad.
No, I'm just thinking about all the things it has in. I mean,
it's a traditional South American dish, right?
Calamari.
Traditional South American dish.
Well, that and some people can, over in Spain and Portugal too. The recipe I have came from an Argentinian that gave it up during a patrol we were at down in the jungles in Panama. And he got bitten by a snake, one of those two-step snakes.
Oh my goodness!
And that he was laying there, and I was calling in an air evac, and I said, "You've got that? What is that paella recipe which he was always talking about?" And he said, "Oh no, I cannot." And I said, "I'm not popping smoke. I'm not popping smoke until you tell me."
They can't
and
find I, the chopper. Can't they, find well, us
they
can't pop smoke.
Because you're in triple canopy, so they're going to have to bring and put a put down a device to send it down so we could hook him up. And I said, "I'm not doing it until you give me the paella recipe." And I made him write it down and. And then I made him sign it in his own blood. So, and
oh my
then,
God.
Only then, only,
no,
then only then did I pop the smoke, and we strapped him on the that carrier and got him out of there.
There I was, standing ankle deep in expended brass and hand grenade pull pins.
There it was.
Right?
That's right.
In the jungle.
In the snow,
and there I was. There I was. Inverted in a 90-degree dive.
That's okay.
Oh, my
story.
Gosh.
Anyway, so that's where I got the paella. That is where the paella recipe came from.
So do you have it on your back patio, or what do you?
We have this in our house.
In your house?
And we have people buy it, and they've... they've spent, we have raised a good deal of money for Turtle Bay via this. And mm-hmm. we do this with the Hills. And Linda sings and Rick plays. And we have the dinner. And it's an entire night of frivolity.
Oh, that's awesome.
We have a great time. We have a great time out there and finish up with port or scotch. One night they finished up with scotch, the whole bottle.
Yeah.
And like eight people. That was pretty good.
Oh,
and then
bad.
Yeah, and
like
and then we go outside.
Like,
we get the fire pit going and have port or scotch and cigars for those that wish.
That's awesome.
It's a great time.
Thank you so much for donating that. That's
oh
great.
Yeah, we love to do that because it's a way that we can help because we believe in Turtle Bay.
Mm-hmm.
We believe in what you all provide out there. When our grandkids come here or even just us, we love to go through those exhibits
mm-hmm.
and the lorikeets.
I love them.
This is my favorite part. Have you been into the lorikeet cage?
Yeah.
You can feed them, and it's amazing.
The only thing you have to buy at that whole park, once you have your admission, once you have your annual admission, which is like $80.
$80 a year.
Mm-hmm. A year for you and your family and kids you can bring in with you, is $1 to buy that little lorikeet nectar, which
oh, yeah.
I use when small kids are walking by.
Because they just swarm on you, it's so awesome.
I like to spill a little on their head. Because they don't know it, because they're little kids, and the lorikeets just climb on them, sucking on their the hair on their head.
You're that grandpa. You pour it on their head.
I pour it on their heads,
goodness.
And then they're surrounded by him. Yep.
He's that guy.
No, it's kids I don't even know.
Oh.
It's even more fun. Then the parents are trying to figure out what.
So
the
now you know when
doing.
You go with them that he's going to do that to you.
Yeah, I've been keeping an eye on you.
He's like 4 inches tall.
Hey, Carl and I actually put on a class for Turtle Bay. Remember that?
We did.
I forgot all about that.
We did.
Yeah, we actually hosted a.
The number
free
people.
CCW class on our end free, and we charged people, and all the proceeds went to Turtle Bay. So.
That's right.
That's
we did. Yeah, we had like 12 people.
No,
we had more than that.
We had about 30 people.
We had 30 people, and all the proceeds they bought the tickets.
They bought the ticket,
and then all the proceeds went to Turtle Bay.
Carl and I taught them. Yeah, that was quite a few years ago.
Yeah,
I remember that.
And Mike Warren and Linda were there.
That's awesome.
So, anyway, we've got to take a break, and we're here with Sherry Harrison from Turtle Bay. And she's heads of their event coordinators. And this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. I wouldn't buy a gun from anywhere else except John and Sarah Bastiani. They have a great shop. They built it 8 years ago. They're going strong. They have super customer service, super gunsmithing. And they have any type of accessory you could possibly want to shoot. At Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, and it's open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back with Sherry Harrison and Turtle Bay.
I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follow up. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
The Reading Gun Show, this weekend only at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Jam-packed with all your favorite firearms. Brands like Glock, Winchester, Remington, SIG, Smith & Wesson, Ruger, and much, much more. So remember, the Reading Gun Show, this weekend only at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Registration is now open for paint night at the museum, Saturday, March 3rd from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, led by local artist Laura Willem. Enjoy a glass of wine in company of other painters and non-painters alike. No previous experience necessary. Relax and have fun while painting colorful birds. One glass of wine and all materials are included. Cost is $25 for Turtle Bay members, $35 for non-members. This is a 21 and older event only. Register by phone at 530-242-3108 or online at turtlebay.org.
A long, long time ago.
Don McLean is one of America's most enduring singer-songwriters, forever associated with American Pie. And he's coming to the Cascade Theater Saturday, March 10th at 7:30. It's a rare opportunity to hear Songwriters Hall of Famer Don McLean live March 10th at the Cascade Theater. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
This is Tracy Edwards, and we would like to invite you to Glitz and Glamour at Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino's Year to Remember Roaring Twenties, Saturday, March 3rd at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets include dinner, awards, presentation, and silent auction. Celebrate the 70 organizations that received funds in 2017, with one organization receiving an additional gift of $10,000. All proceeds from this event benefit the Redding Rancheria Community Fund. Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino's Glamorous Roaring Twenties, Saturday, March 3rd. For event information, please call 242-4516.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
I've been running through the jungle. I've been running with the wolves to get to you.
Running through the jungle with my paella recipe. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott, Ted Leidy. Of course, Bad Bob's always here. And we're here with Sherry Harrison of Turtle Bay. And we're talking about the Gene Jewels and Jazz. And this portion of the show brought to you by, speaking of jewels, Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in town with watch repair. You name it, they have it. They can design it, they can build it, and then they can get the gems from all over the world. Now, before we get back, we're going to give away two tickets to Teddy.
Oh, my turn. Sorry.
Your turn.
We are going to give away two tickets to the Redding chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation Hunting Heritage Banquet. Now, Carl and I, as you know, Carl, we've been involved with the National Wild Turkey Federation for quite a bit because not only do we like to chase turkeys around in the springtime, but we also like to raise money for habitat. And habitat loss is the number one threat to wildlife today in California's habitat loss. You know, we've got laws that restrict us from actually hunting every day, and that's a different show. But then we have laws which allow development of extremely important habitat to these wildlife species, one of them being the wild turkey. So what we do is we raise money and we put it into local youth programs so that they can enjoy the habitat that we work on. But we also use the money to match for federal grants.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can turn, let's say if we made $10,000 at our Hunting Heritage Banquet, which is on March 10th, we could turn that into $1 million with match money to work on habitat for wild turkeys.
And you do things, you put out, you know, watering areas, again, you're protecting habitat for the turkeys to be in. And it's been a huge success story
here
in Northern California. The reintroduction of turkeys, because everybody's got a turkey story.
Absolutely.
I mean,
everyone's got a turkey story.
They're everywhere.
And there were no turkeys.
There were no turkeys.
In the 60s, 50s, and 60s. There were no turkeys.
Only back in the 60s, they reintroduced them. You think about this. In the 60s, there were no wild turkeys out here. And now, you've got turkeys everywhere. In front of businesses. You've got them, crossing the streets. You've got, just hundreds.
We're talking about the birds,
thousands,
right?
There are more turkeys than there are
those
quail.
Are pretty safe.
There are more turkeys than there are quail.
Wow.
Yeah, there are more turkeys.
Okay,
than
so you're
going
to give away, we're giving away two tickets?
We're going to do two tickets this hour and two tickets next hour.
Got it.
These are a couple's ticket.
Okay.
They get you into the banquet. They do include your National Wild Turkey Federation membership, for 2019. Dill's Deli will be catering it, and we're going to have, I think we have about 70 or 80 guns that we raffle off.
Oh, my gosh.
And,
that's awesome.
Prizes for the kids.
Silent auction stuff. And last time, Linda bought this sculpture of a turkey.
Yes.
Or this made out of metal and scrap metal and saws. And I hated it until I got it home. And I look at it now and I go, God, I love that thing.
That thing is cool.
It's cool. It looks just like a turkey with barbed wires, its little beard. Okay. So we're going to give those away right now to the first caller at 530-605-4567. And for the Wild Turkey Banquet, which is going on March 10th. So give us a call, 605-4567. I promise you're going to have a great time. Now, Sherry Harrison. I want to finish up with you there.
Yay! Okay, so again, I want to talk to you guys about the Turtle Bay Auction, the Gene, Jules, and Jazz. And this year's theme, we're so excited about it. It is out of this world theme, and so it's going to be very, like, galactic. And the girls and a lot of volunteers made really awesome decorations. So it's, like, spaceships and, like, planets that's going to be all over the place. So it's going to be themed that. It's going to be really, really cool. And that's going to be on Saturday, March 24th at 5:30 p.m. And it's going to be at the Reading Civic Auditorium. And we're going to have silent and live auction, gourmet cuisine from around the Milky Way, a variety of spirits, and a live jazz band.
It's going to be great.
So we anticipate over 400 attendees. And it's going to be amazing. So we really hope to see you guys there. And tickets, again, are $75 each and can be purchased at Turtle Bay or by calling 242-3143.
But that includes food?
Yes, that includes the gourmet cuisine across the Milky Way.
It's all going to a good cause.
All going to a great cause. And we still have sponsor tables, patron tables, for $1,000, $2,500, and $5,000. So, again, you can, if you want to be a sponsor or if you want to purchase a ticket, that number, again, for you guys to call is 242-3143, and that's at Turtle Bay.
And that's Sherry Harrison.
Thank you, guys.
What else is going on?
What else is going
Turtle
on?
Bay. Well, I mean, you got the Sheridan.
Oh, the Sheridan.
Filled up.
And the Mosaic. Have you eaten at the Mosaic?
I have. I had breakfast there.
That's amazing. You have breakfast there?
I had breakfast there.
What's your favorite thing that you had
I've
so
only
far?
Eaten there once.
Oh,
I had the Huevos Rancheros. No, you know what? I ate there like the third day it was open or fifth day it was open. And you expect, you know, things. But it was,
yeah.
The service was really good and the food was good. The place is like packed all the time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's great. It's packed all the time. And what's awesome is that they cook the food when you order. So it's nothing is pre-made.
Yeah. They also have a chef's table there, you know, that you can go back to, you know, you can go back and sit at the chef's table and that it's a special dinner that they prepare for you right there.
Right.
Yeah. And the back patio is gorgeous. So for dinner.
Well, then that patio is also, they can serve food out there and it's dog friendly.
Yeah.
And it's got little watering holes for dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. No, and the places, I guess I haven't gone down there, you know, in a couple of weeks. We're going to be down there for the Electrician's Ball.
Oh, nice.
In fact, that's going to be there in a few weeks.
Uh-huh.
In fact, that's March 9th.
March 9th. Yep, right? That's coming up.
That's coming up. Joe Comente and all the guys from the Builders Exchange are doing this. And Linda will be singing there that night.
Ooh, I love her singing.
Well, you need to sign her up for over there at the...
I know it. Can she just hang out in my office and sing to me all day while I work? I think that would be great.
You got money? You got money? She'll sing.
Right?
Every day. If it's every day, we'll make a deal for you.
Okay, cool.
All right, one more time. The Jeans, Jewels, and Jazz.
Jeans, Jewels, and Jazz. It's going to be on March 24th at 5:30. That's a Saturday. And again, tickets are $75 each, and that does include dinner.
Great. Okay, Sherry, thanks. You know, we've still got a couple minutes left. And you know what? I'm going to give away two tickets to the Boat Sport and RV Show. I'm going to give away two tickets to the first caller, 605-4567. It's going to be this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 2nd through the 4th. And if you'd like to go to that, you can use it for any day, free tickets, to go to the Boat Sport and RV Show, first caller. There we go.
Yeah, they mess around.
That. All
that's
you have
call.
To do. Oh, no, I've got people on speed dial here.
Is it cheating?
They're
with
still
me?
Calling.
Huh? I'm off.
Hello.
Yes. My name's Mary Schmerson.
Call in.
My name is Mary Schmerson.
Mary Schmerson. I get two tickets.
I hope we have to go now. No. You know what? first, you know, I've known Sherry now for several years, but not in the sense that you've taken over this whole thing and the events and all that stuff for Turtle Bay. You got a great personality. You've got
you know what you're doing.
You put on great events over there. So this once a year they have this. This is like their major fundraiser too, right? This is the major fundraiser which helps it. And then now Turtle Bay works hard to gain funding, you know, and you know, part of this is what the Sheridan came in for, to be another revenue stream for them. So I mean, this thing they're fighting a good battle to stay open, and not that they're in trouble, but you know, to be open and to bring in more and more of great events and also exhibits here. And they've had some really good ones. I've got ideas for others, but I find out they just, you know, had done that like right before we got here, so maybe we can come up with some other things. Anyway, Sherry Harrison, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we're going to take a break here, and we'll be back
after
the news with Mark Story of Haven Humane.
And Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Reading. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Jerome Powell, in his first appearance before Congress as Federal Reserve Chairman, is bullish on the U.S. economy.
The economic outlook remains strong. The robust job market should continue to support growth in household incomes and consumer spending. Solid economic growth among our trading partners should lead to further gains in U.S. exports. And upbeat business sentiment and strong sales growth will likely continue to boost business investment.
And Powell says that should allow the Fed to continue to gradually hike interest rates. House Speaker Paul Ryan, saying he's deeply troubled by the Florida high school massacre, says Congress must act, but he says that doesn't mean keeping guns out of the hands of law-abiding citizens.
In this particular case, there were a lot of breakdowns, from local law enforcement to the FBI getting tips that they didn't follow up on to, you know, school resource officers who are trained to protect kids in these schools and who didn't do that. And that, to me, is probably the most stunning one of them all.
Students return to class tomorrow at Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. Billy Graham's family overwhelmed by the outpouring of support since the evangelist's death last week.
Franklin Graham says the public's response to his father's life and ministry has been remarkable, starting with Saturday's motorcade procession carrying Billy Graham's casket across North Carolina.
Every overpass, every interchange, hundreds, in some places thousands of people.
And the younger Graham called it a great honor for former President George W. and Laura Bush to visit the Billy Graham Library yesterday and say goodbye to his father. Greg Clugston, Charlotte.
Public school students out of classes again today in West Virginia as their teachers continue to strike over pay and benefits. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is down about 48 points, the NASDAQ is off 35, and the S&P down 9 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Think about the time and money your business spends to attract the best talent. What if it was your office that attracted employees? Today's workforce wants an office that's as mobile and active as they are. Varidesk Standing Desk Solutions help you create an active workspace where employees are happier, healthier, and more productive. Varidesk products require little to no assembly, ship for free, and come with a 30-day risk-free guarantee. Browse all Varidesk products at varidesk.com/radio. That's varidesk.com/radio.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of LicoChops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Comcast launching a $31 billion bid for British pay TV broadcaster Sky. This move threatens the takeover ambitions of media mogul Rupert Murdoch.
Sky has 22 million customers across Europe with operations in Ireland, Italy, Germany and Austria, as well as the UK. That makes it an attractive target for Comcast. The US giant is keen to expand its international operations. However, 21st Century Fox, a business controlled by the Murdoch family, owns 39% of Sky and has already agreed to buy the rest of the company. It plans to include Sky as part of a much bigger deal to sell its TV and film assets to the Walt Disney Company.
That's BBC's Theo Leggett.
German media reporting a court in that country has ruled that cities do have the right to ban diesel vehicles from their streets, move aimed at combating air pollution. News and analysis at townhall.com. Parts of the waterlogged Midwest could see more rain and other kinds of unsettled weather in the coming days.
The National Weather Service says much of the center of the country is seeing and will continue to see flooding. Meteorologist Frank Pereira says parts of Arkansas have seen record rain this month, shattering marks set more than 100 years ago. He adds another storm front will bring heavy rain starting Wednesday.
It's a good portion of the middle part of the country extending all the way from North Texas up into the Ohio Valley.
The Weather Service says both flash flooding and river flooding are expected Wednesday and Thursday from the deep south to the Midwest. I'm Tim McGuire.
A Russia-ordered humanitarian pause has gone into effect to allow civilians to leave a rebel-held enclave near Damascus, Syria. And so far, no immediate signs of any corridor set up for evacuees to make their exit. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 here. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, the news, as always, is brought to us by Tobacco and Brew, newly remodeled, but the same great customer service, the same great walk-in humidor. Doesn't get better than that. Of course not. Open 7 days a week. Hilltop Drive, 3275. That's not right. Hilltop Drive. That's not right.
No.
What is it? 32.
Did you say Tobacco and Brew?
Tobacco and Brew.
That would be 2143
Hilltop Drive.
After,
I know,
after 12
after 9 years.
Years.
9 years. Well, okay, 12. You're probably right. I started long. No, I haven't lived here 12 years yet. Tobacco and Brew. Good morning. Good morning. What's the weather look
yes,
like?
Yes, let's get around to doing the weather.
Now that I'm totally screwed up for the rest of the day.
Sunny today. The high will get up to around 61 degrees. Gusty north winds up to 22 miles an hour. Those will drop off. Rain tonight, rain Wednesday night after 5 p.m. And we could actually by Friday see some snow falling into the lower elevations. I'm not holding out a lot on that one. But
when's the rain supposed to hit?
Rain is supposed to start in tomorrow after 5.
Okay.
So we've got a few days of sunshine and then
Let's hit it with rain.
To see some rain.
The rain will be helpful for the following number I'm going to give. Shasta Lake is now currently 42 feet from the top of the dam. And this series of storms, my in-house weather forecaster says this will probably bring it up to within 10.
You know what? Bob sleeps with his weather forecaster.
Yeah.
You know? No, we're not talking about somebody.
That is a man who's got organization in his life.
You are
very organized, Bob.
The weather report is brought to you by, as always, is Shasta Gas Propane. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. Give them a call at 365-3793. Well, we're here at the last Tuesday of the month. The last Tuesday of every month, we have Haven Humane in here. You know, sometimes it just seems like yesterday. You know, I saw your smiling face, or like a week ago or something like that, you know. So I see you around town, and of course, April.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're getting married soon.
I am.
Yeah. Okay.
A little nerve-wracking.
Of course, Ted Leidy's here with me today as my co-host.
Recently married.
Recently married in November 10th.
Yep.
Ooh, congratulations.
Well, yeah.
Thank you.
He did it on the Marine Corps birthday.
That's right.
And Frank Rose's birthday.
Birthday.
So you keep the dates together?
Yeah, what do you think the chances of me forgetting
right.
my anniversary?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. That's smart.
Well, you picked the Marine Corps birthday. You could have been the Army or something.
June 14th. Let me see. I don't know.
Yeah.
November's close to my birthday, too, so everything kind of happens together.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Hey, Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning,
and
sir.
And Bob.
So what's happening?
Lots of
Haven
stuff.
Humane. You've got a full page here. So.
Yeah, yeah.
We've come in here before with three things written on this thing. And
we got through the hour. There's a ton to talk about.
A lot of stuff, but you've got a full page here.
Yeah. So we'll start out with Second Tuesday Club, which is coming up March 13th, which is going to be at Mazatlan Grill, which is at 1630 Hilltop. That'll be from 5 to 9 p.m. So come on out to Mazatlan on Tuesday, March 13th. Have a good dinner, and a portion of the proceeds go to Haven and helping the animals. So it's a good night to go out and hang out with some friends, have some great food. Mazatlan's got some great food.
I tell you what, Mazatlan, I would always recommend. Do you eat Spanish food?
Absolutely.
Okay, I know you do.
Is it Spanish food?
It's Mexican food.
Yeah, okay. I just want to make sure I wouldn't miss anything.
Okay. They have, what you do when you go there, you order the avocado.
Guacamole.
The guacamole dip that they make right there at the table. It is absolutely fabulous.
It is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. It is. I mean, we've even ordered it. We're having a party. I'll go down and pick up enough for 40 people, even though we've only got Ted coming over. And
you know that's one of my top four that I do not eat, right?
What, guacamole?
Yeah, it's fish, avocados, artichokes, and mushrooms.
That's right. Okay, so he doesn't eat that.
Those are all power foods, Ted.
Yeah, it's obviously a texture thing.
So don't buy it for Ted, but I tell you what, it is absolutely fabulous. So you have that. You can have it for 2, 4, 6, whatever is at your table.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
Mazatlan's got really good food, too.
They do. They have great food, great service. It's a lot of fun. So come on out, have a great dinner. And
peach margarita.
And a portion of the proceeds goes back to Haven. Wait, peach margarita?
Oh, gosh.
Whatever. Better than I just want to change the subject from avocados.
You're wearing an avocado green shirt, though, man.
Mm-mm.
What do you call that?
This is mossy green.
Mossy green. Okay.
So this is royal green.
You know, it's kind of nice to have you here, Ted, because it feels like he's picking more on you than he is me today. So, yeah, so that's a nice change.
Good deterrent.
Yeah, I like it.
It's still early.
Yeah, he's the colonel, so whatever. I got it.
So, by the way, Mark, would you mind getting my car up here?
Let me go. I'll be back. And we've also got volunteer orientation coming up this Saturday, March 3rd. I can't believe it's going to be March already, but this Saturday, March 3rd, that's going to be 10 a.m. in the classroom, and then the next one will be at the end of the month, March 30th at 5:15 in the classroom. We just hired a brand new volunteer coordinator. We will bring her in here probably in about 3 or 4 months. She's going to start in May full-time, and she'll start for us on Saturdays. But Cassie's coming from Chico State, and so we're excited to have her.
Her name's Cassie?
Her name's Cassie, yeah. And Wendell is going to re-retire because I pulled him out of retirement our volunteer coordinator for the last 5 years. So we will... we'll miss him as a volunteer coordinator, but he'll still be here as a volunteer. So our volunteers are great. We couldn't do what we do without them. So come on out if you've been interested in it. Come on out this Saturday at 10 a.m. and just listen to what Wendell has to say. And Cassie will be there as well. And listen to what we've got. We've got tons of opportunities to volunteer, and it's really saving lives every single day. So can't thank our volunteers enough.
Mark, we have a little bit of time here, so I'd like to talk more about this volunteer orientation because. Mylisa has talked about it quite a bit. Now, so your volunteers, they go to an orientation,
mm-hmm.
and then how long is that orientation?
Oh, it's about an hour, hour and a half.
Okay.
If that, yeah.
Just to kind of get them oriented to the facility or what?
Yeah, he talks to them a little bit about what volunteering means, what it entails, and then he gives a tour of the facility, talks about some of the opportunities to volunteer, and then what happens is a week or 2 weeks later, depending on the schedule, they come back in if they're going to walk dogs. Majority of our volunteers walk dogs, but there's lots of other opportunities. They come in and they do a body language class. So they learn body language of dogs. And that takes about an hour and a half, 2 hours, and that's from our behavior specialist, Celeste. And then from there, then they do one-on-one training with the volunteer coordinator or one of the lead volunteers if they're going to walk dogs, learning how to go in the kennel, how to properly put the collar on, a little bit about positive reinforcement, and kind of what we're working with. And it's all simple stuff. It's walking good on a leash. It's sit. It's not jumping. Just things that are going to make the dog behave a little bit better and more adoptable and also get a ton of socialization. But we also have people that socialize the cats, so that's a little bit different training. We have people that help out in development
with
April.
We always need that.
We have people that help out in the clinic. We have people help out in licensing. So there's tons of opportunities to volunteer. But the majority of them walk the dogs, which is probably the biggest need, because we want to get them out as often as we can. We'd like to have them out at least once a day, And right now they're getting out probably 3 to 4 times a week. And 5 years ago they were lucky if they got out once a week. So the volunteers are great, and it's the volunteer team is just getting bigger every year.
Are they taught? Are they taught how to have a dog walk correctly with them?
Oh, yeah. They're taught all that stuff. They're taught basic stuff on positive reinforcement, the reward system, getting them to sit before they go into the play yard. They know, okay, I get to play. I'm going to give you off the leash, but I need to sit first. They teach them to sit. And then we have other programs for the volunteers. Once they get comfortable, they've been around a while, we have play group team that does play group with the dogs. And so we have upwards of 10 dogs out in the yard playing together. It's not about human canine interaction. It's about canine interaction. So those volunteers are taught. There's no toys. There's no petting. It's all about the dogs interacting. And then a lot of those same volunteers are our high time volunteers and our lead volunteers. They also do Canine Good Citizen, which is a certificate training that you can get. And then you take a test, and then your dog can get a CGC certificate. So we actually do CGC training with our dogs. We don't certify them. We want the adopters to certify them. And we had our first one that one of our volunteers actually fostered, and then she ended up adopting her. She actually just got CGC qualified.
What's CGC again?
Canine Good Citizen.
Okay.
She just got Canine Good Citizen qualified about 3 weeks ago, I think it was. So the first one we've had graduate. So, and then I think 9 of our volunteers do that. So there's lots of opportunities for folks to help out. I love seeing people around with green shirts.
It would seem like...
We need to take a break.
Oh, fine.
Okay, ask your question.
Is there an age group limit to that? Because it's a big, it looks like a good place for youth to volunteer.
It is, yeah, great question. So 16 and older can volunteer without an adult with them. 15 and under can volunteer as long as they have an adult with them. And we have quite a few grandparent with kids that come out a lot. And so we really like that as well.
There's okay. A lot to that.
Ted Lucky is here with us, of course, from Northern Firearms and Structures, my co-host today. And the question was about volunteer orientation, which you know what, we've talked about it before, but we've never really gone into it, you know, that exactly everything everybody does. So in that the dogs need to, you want to get them out every day, but now it's 3 to 4 times a week, mm-hmm. which is a lot better than it used to be, but it's not where you want to be.
Right. Yet.
And all it takes is walking. And do volunteers show up for all day? Or they just come up for like 2 hours. I'm going to walk. And how long do you walk the dog?
It depends. Like the CGC folks, they'll walk them for a little bit longer. But it's usually about 15 to 20 minutes per dog when they walk them. But volunteers come in when they can, and they stay as long as they can. So there's no like assigned shifts as much as we'd like to do that. That's hard to do with volunteers.
Oh, it is.
If somebody has an hour and they want to come in and walk, you know, 3 dogs, then great. Come on in, walk 3 dogs.
Ted and I come in, and do we have to go through training first? Or can we come in and just say, hey,
Ted doesn't, but you do, yeah.
We're going to take a break right now.
That's right.
And then we're going to come back, and we're going to be talking about some of the other things that are going on this weekend. It has nothing to do with Haven Humane. But this portion of the show is brought to you by North State Security. You know, Lance Beck's dad started this. They're starting their 50th year this year, 2018. He started in 1968, and he now has the largest privately owned security firm north of Sacramento. They do work at the power plants, at the water intake, but now they also are patrolling the river trails as a force multiplier for the Redding City Police. Not only that, but if they have a program where you want somebody at your business or your home in less than 10 minutes, they have a program you can sign up for that. And that if you need help, they'll have somebody there in less than 10 minutes. 10 minutes or less is the guarantee, and it doesn't cost you $1,000 a month or anything like that. It's a very, very reasonable plan. Call up and ask them about this. 243-0295. That's 243-0295. North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. We'll be right back.
Average Adult has issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
I'm tired of working for minimum wage. I'm ready to go back to school and learn a trade so I can take better care of my family.
Shasta College has more job training programs.
I've always wanted to go to college, but I'm just not sure I can afford it.
Shasta College has more financial aid.
I plan to attend a university, but would like to save time and money by taking my prerequisites close to home.
Shasta College has more guaranteed transfer programs at a fraction of the cost of a CSU, UC, or for-profit college. For over 65 years, Shasta College has been helping people like you get more out of life with job training programs and transfer-level college courses so you can save 2 years worth of higher tuition costs. With Shasta College, it's all about more. More classes, more flexibility, and more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. Make an appointment today to talk to a counselor about how you can achieve your goals. Call 242-7650 and start fulfilling your educational dreams. For more information, visit online at shastacollege.edu.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
All that was real is left behind. Don't fight it, it's coming for you, running at you. It's
welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Ted Leidy today. Ted's my co-host, who is also the president and founder of Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in
and
California.
And also a big animal lover.
And a big animal lover. In fact, his animal, he got, his dog was adopted from?
From Haven.
Haven Humane.
Yeah.
And then he named him?
Carl.
Carl.
That is true.
And which is not too unusual, because I've had other, you know, children and dogs named after me.
It's a family name.
It's a family name. But the other thing was it's the trick he shows that he taught him that we can't even talk about on the radio.
He is a talented dog.
We probably could, but it would probably be people would complain the trick you taught him. And but the first time he did it, it was like, oh, I didn't know what he was talking about. So okay, we're here with.
Carl,
you can't get this stuff all the time.
No,
you can't get this stuff anywhere else.
No, you can't get this anywhere. No, he has his dog rollover. He's got a rollover trick that's great. We're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and April, he is development director.
Yeah,
or director of development.
Either way.
We're here on our last Tuesday of the month. We talk Haven Humane and all the things that are going on with that. You know what? You all have taken such huge steps, and I know we've got a kind of a script here, but listening to you, you know, you and I were talking the other day,
mm-hmm.
and we talked about how you all had gotten to this 95%
Live release rate?
Live release rate
dogs,
for your
yep.
dogs. And how close you all are getting to becoming a, you know, a certified no-kill shelter. So, but there's some other things that are going on that, you know, that's going to help doing that. And one of them is this kitty nursery.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, when you talk about a kitten nursery, what does that do to help with the rate?
So, yeah, we're really excited about the kitten nursery. And as of yesterday, we've got four walls, a roof. It's got the paper on. It's a building now, and they're putting all the stuff inside. So we're really excited that the kitten nursery is going up and going up faster than expected. So we're hoping to have that open sometime in May. We're going to have a kitten shower for some gifts. Coming probably in April is probably when we're going to have the kitten shower. But the kitten nursery is designed so that we can save some of the bottle baby kittens that don't have a mom. So the orphan ones that unfortunately we haven't been able to save in the past because it's going to be around the clock care. And that's what it's going to require. So we're going to hire a kitten nursery supervisor. We're going to have some temporary staffing that will work around the clock. And then hopefully we're going to get some volunteers and more foster families that can help as well. So this will allow us to save a lot of those kittens that we weren't able to save in the past that need around-the-clock care because they're going to need to be fed every couple hours at first. It's something we're really, really excited about. So I think it's going to save a lot of cats. And then it's also going to have a bigger isolation room for the cats that come in that are sick now so we can treat them and get them back up for adoption quickly. And it's going to have a ringworm isolation room as well, so we can treat some of the animals that get ringworm, which is tough. It's easy to treat, but it takes upwards of 60 days to treat, and it's highly contagious to all animals and people. So
people can get ringworm,
right? Yeah, zoonotic. Right? So that's one of the things, and we haven't had the capability to do that. So a portion of that building is completely isolated from the other, and we're actually going to build a yard out back, so any dogs that are there for the 60 days can go out and they can play and run a little bit in a safe area, and then we'll be able to get those guys healed up and put them back up for adoption, too. So,
well, we have a Vent and Ranger Rick both want to know what the symptoms of ringworm are, because they've said they've been itching lately. Is it a something that they can catch from the animals? Ringworm?
You can get ringworm from animals that have ringworm.
Ringworm.
But they have to have the active ringworm. So it's a ring. It's a little circle.
Is it all over your body or just in like one spot?
It can be all over your body if it spreads. So it's just in one spot at first, and then if you itch that and start itching other spots, then it can pop up in other places.
Does it get into your blood system, or is it something that I've been hearing things about people with ringworm. And I was kind of kidding a little bit, but you can get it from an animal that has it. So if you're petting an animal that's, you know, that you don't know what that animal, where that animal's been, or if it's been.
Yeah.
Can it be inoculated? It's not. You can't inoculate it against it, but once they have them, you can give them medicine to kill. You know, to cure.
Yeah,
it.
And it's a fungus, is what it is. Antifungal cream will take care of it. But I'm not an expert on ringworm, but you can see it. I mean, it's pretty obvious.
It's a red circle.
Yeah, and even on a dog or a cat, it's obvious because there's no fur in that area now because it will just have a ring.
Really?
So you can see it. Yeah.
I'm not sure, but I either had ringworm or somebody in my family had ringworm growing up.
I remember it used to be pretty prevalent when we were growing up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's still pretty common, and if you isolate it early enough, you can just put a Band-Aid on it and put the cream on it, and it'll go away within a couple weeks, a month, but it won't spread it.
Now we have an aside, I'm changing the subject a little bit, but there's a gray tabby cat at our house now, and this cat has no fear of anything that I can tell. You know, Elk Killer was over barking at it. It's a male. It was laying there, and Linda thought that the cat was dead because it wasn't moving, and the dog's right in his face. And then I said, okay, I'll go over and pick it up then if it's dead, you know. Call Haven Humane. And I go over there, the cat's sitting up, just looking at me. No fear. And I'm going, he just looks at me, doesn't move. Okay, cat's alive out there. He's just ignoring the dog. Well, now we see the cat. The cat sits in the middle of the sidewalk as you're coming down into our house. Doesn't move. People are walking by. It just looks at it. He's stretching.
The
urinates all over the area right there, and then saunters off. I mean, I've never seen this cat before. Is this would you say this is kind of like a feral cat, or is this
something? I don't know. Can you pet it?
I suppose you could, because it doesn't
feral.
Move. It doesn't move. You know, that's the meanest
cat
I've ever seen.
It doesn't move. Doesn't mean it's not
it doesn't,
feral.
It's either that or it's the toughest cat I've ever seen in my life.
It
just
be a tough
there.
Cat. So, could be. So what you want to do is you want to get it altered, get it neutered, and release it back out there.
And you do that.
We do do that.
Well, for, you don't do it personally.
For feral cats, I don't do it personally, exactly. For feral cats, we do that. If they are completely feral, you can trap them. You can bring them in Monday through Thursday before 9 o'clock, drop them off in a trap, and it's $45. Mm-hmm. And that includes the spay neuter, a rabies vaccine, and then we will tip the ears. The right ear will be just cut straight across. It doesn't hurt them because they're knocked out. And that, if you see a cat that's like that in the community, that means that that cat has been altered, so it's spayed neutered, and it has been rabies vaccinated. Which is really important. So you do that, you drop them off before 9 o'clock, and you pick them up in the afternoon
and why
release
it,
them right there.
Why is it important that you take them back to the neighborhood?
They've already
because you captured them.
Yeah, they've already established their routine there, so they're already getting fed by somebody, and they've figured out how to live there, which is number one, that's important. So they're living healthy, and they're healthy cats. Number two, they're going to fend off more cats that come into that area, and that's because that's their territory, especially when you're talking about a cat that has no fear. That's its territory. Nobody else is going to get in there. And so now they're not going to be reproducing in that area. And eventually, if all areas in this community did that, then our cat population would go down, and it would go down the right way. They would live out their lives healthily, and they would stop reproducing, which would be great. So we wouldn't have these litters of kittens that – need a kitten nursery, and we wouldn't have people calling and saying, hey, I've got these cats under my house anymore. We just need to take care of it. And I get complaints all the time, you know, this isn't my responsibility. And I would counter with, I agree. However, the people whose responsibility it was 50 years ago, unfortunately, weren't doing their job. And so now it's fallen on us to take care of these animals. And so it's difficult, and I understand that there's costs involved and everything else, but this is what we need to do to fix this problem. And it's not a 5-year plan, it's a 20-year plan, so it's going to take some time to get it done.
But it does work.
It does work.
And there are studies on it to show it does work. Yeah. Okay, that's one of the reasons I wanted to bring it up, is that if you've got one of those, yeah, it's $45, but then you may have saved your, maybe not this year, but in the next couple of years, you may have solved maybe a cat problem in your neighborhood, you know.
Mark, how do you feel about rehoming these cats, and I know this happens quite a bit, from urban areas like out to the country in to live in barns and on farms and things like that. I know that happens quite a bit.
Yeah, for the feral cats, I think it's a great idea when you can do it, as long as they're altered, as long as they're spayed neutered before they get. I mean, that's the key to all of it, is they need to be spayed neutered. And that's if I wish we had a bigger barn cat program, because we do have feral cats that come in that we can't do anything with right now. And I want a program where we can find barns and people that want these ranch cats, because that's what they're perfect for, because they're not going to cuddle with you. You know, they're not friendly to people. But they're still good cats, and so that's a great program, is the barn cat program. And that's a big thing, Ted, throughout the country, too, the barn cat program.
See,
so, yeah, I'm all
there
for
was
it.
For a while I thought that y'all would not do that. But, I mean, I thought years ago, before you, that they wouldn't, you know, they would not give cats to people just so they could put them out in the barn. Because they want them to be, you know,
and I think
cuddled.
I think at one point they were like that, but it's been years since we've done that. Yeah.
Well, it's a good way. Then you know what? If you've got some country, it doesn't mean you have to have a farm, but you could have, you know, like 3 or 4 acres out there that having a couple of barn cats or garage cats would work out really well for you.
Lisa has rehomed quite a few of them, and let me tell you, those cats are pretty happy. She asks about them all the time, right? They live their entire lives out there, and like you said. You know, they're always further than arm's distance away from me because they're feral cats. But you know, they eat and they feed them, and they live their existence with other beings, you know, within close proximity, and they live their whole life out there.
And I've heard many, many stories about them going to a farm and they were completely feral, and then, you know, a year later they're following the people around. They come out, they do the chores, and they let them pet them. They still can't pick them up, some of them they can. And they've completely, I wouldn't say they've become domesticated, but they become friendly and they become part of the family. And,
they become friendly.
Yeah. And they adore them. And I've heard lots and lots of stories like that. So You know, they can, yeah. You feed them, and they're happy.
Okay, we're going to take a break here. We're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and...
It's okay if you don't remember me.
April.
Thank you, Ted.
I wanted to call you Alice, and I said, that's not right.
That's
Alice
not a bad
is
name.
Not right.
It's okay.
Is it Lummis?
Lummis. Soon to be Scott.
Dan Scott.
I love that.
Yep. Who is going to be the man that paints our all of our spaces in here.
Eagle-eyed painting. Gotta love
it. Painting. Gosh, yeah.
Oh, I see his vehicle all over. Yeah.
And, of course, Ted Leidy, owner and chief instructor of Northern Fires Instruction. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's a great time to get 51 miles per gallon in a new 2018 Kia Niro, highest ranked small SUV in initial quality in 2017.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. The President's Day sale on now, readingkia.com.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The Reading Gun Show, this weekend only at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Jam-packed with all your favorite firearms. Brands like Glock, Winchester, Remington, SIG, Smith & Wesson, Ruger, and much, much more. So remember, the Reading Gun Show, this weekend only at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
On Friday, March 9th, at the new Sheridan Reading Hotel at the Sundial Bridge, the Trade School is hosting the Electrician's Ball 2018, an elegant evening of dining along with the Craftsman's Art Auction. This fundraiser supports scholarships and technology upgrades. Please help us create rewarding career opportunities in the skilled trades. Millions of jobs are waiting. Our young people deserve a prosperous future. Visit ShastaBE.com/events and register or call 221-5556. All are welcome.
The Trade School, the Shasta Builders Exchange. Train, build, succeed.
It's a great time to drive a new Kia. Don't miss the President's Day sale going on now at Reading Kia. Kia, America's best value.
Get yours today at Reading Kia through February 28th. Reading Kia, ReadingKia.com.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Bad Bob here, and of course Ted Leidy, my co-host today, owner and main instructor for Northern Firearms Instruction, and Mark Story from Haven Humane, and April Lummis, who is the development director. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, the best place to get a haircut anywhere in the world. Man's Last Stronghold, veteran-owned. Discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a great place. Okay. We're here because not only are we talking about what's going on with Haven Humane, you know, all the different things that are happening on a regular basis, but now special things too. So, April, you've got something coming up.
We do. We at Turtle Bay are going to be having our 5K and 10K certified run walk, our doggy dash, on March 24th. Dutch Brothers is going to be there. Bring the family, bring the dogs. It's going to be a really fun community event. You can register beforehand. We actually really encourage you to register beforehand, either on our website. You'll see it'll pop right up. It'll say Doggy Dash on it. Or you can go to our Facebook and register through our link called Active. You can put in all your information there. It'll save you a lot of time when you show up that morning.
Okay. So do you give contest? Do you have contests for best dressed?
Best dressed?
Best dressed for the Doggy Dash?
No, we just hope everybody comes best dressed. But well, we are going to have prizes for the fastest, female runner and the fastest male runner.
How about the fastest team?
Would you like us to do that?
Well, I mean, the fastest team of
if you come out,
person,
if you and Ted come out and run together, I will get a prize.
I'm talking about a person running with a dog. A person running with their dog. I mean, does that count?
It'll count,
of course.
Because you have just runners, but then you should have a prize for the person that runs the fastest with their dog.
I'll get on that.
So all these people will be walking their dogs, right?
Yeah. So last year we had about 200 people, and we had about 80 dogs show up. So which was awesome, and everybody kind of knew their dogs, so they knew that if their dog, you know, maybe didn't like big dogs or didn't like little dogs, they just kind of stayed off to the side. There was no issues at all. The start went really smooth. It was a lot of fun, so we're hoping to have the same thing. You should bring Elk Killer out and do it. It's a lot of fun, and we're hoping it just grows. I mean, because it's the only run in the area, walk in the area where you can bring dogs, and it's through Turtle Bay. So it's beautiful. It goes through the Arboretum, and it's certified. So it's early in the season for runners, so they can establish their 5K, 10K times early, because it is a certified 5K, 10K run. It'll be times so they can establish their times early in the season. So we have quite a few runners that are hardcore runners that come out. Some of them come out with their dogs. And then we have people from hardcore runner all the way to, I'm going to take as long as I can to do the 5K, and I'm going to walk my dog. And that's totally fine. We want as many people out there as we can have just to enjoy the time, enjoy the scenery, and have fun with their four-legged family members.
I think that's a great idea. I love the whole idea, but I just had a thought. You should have a dog human look-alike contest.
We have best match and that kind of stuff at our Pet Fest, which is May 5th.
Yes.
Well, you could do it as a side gig, right?
Because you'd be right in there.
No, I'm just saying.
You and Carl.
I have a hard time with facial hair. I can't grow any facial hair. It's my Indian heritage.
I'm not touching
it. It's true.
Don't give him ammunition
it's
like
true.
That. Just... You should know better. So Doggy Dash is a lot of fun. And like April said, we really encourage people to register. It's really easy to register up front. It's only $25 for each runner. And then it's if children under 10 are free. So it's inexpensive. That money goes to Haven, going to help the animals. And, again, it's a chance to bring your four-legged family members out and have a good time, see some good scenery. And last year weather was perfect, so we're hoping for good weather this year. But we're going to run rain or shine. So
it's going to be a great day. Okay, and that's going to be March 24th. You can register online up until March 22nd, 11 p.m., and then you can also register that morning from 8 a.m. to 8:45. But you want to pre-register.
Yes, we definitely want people to pre-register. We had about 200 runners last year, hoping to have about 400 this year.
Wow.
We're expecting – well, we've had a lot of really good community.
Sure. Now, do you have, like, water
support.
Stations and all that kind of
we
stuff
do. We
out
have
there?
A water station.
I mean,
station.
This is like a regular run, then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, True Ride, actually, is sponsoring our water station.
Okay.
You know, we had Rachel Barnhart, DDS. She's sponsoring our T-shirts. Dr. Shiva Gravish, pediatric dentistry, she's sponsoring our water bottles. And we had Reading CrossFit come out, and he's going to be our booth sponsor. So we're going to have a lot of participants. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Now, do you get, like, a T-shirt if you sign up?
You
something.
Can buy a T-shirt.
Okay, buy a T-shirt.
Absolutely.
Because the water bottles and all that kind of stuff.
Water bottles are free.
Okay. So when you sign up, you get your water bottle.
And all the water stations are for people and canines.
Oh, good.
As well. So we do have water for the dogs as well at all the stations.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and take a break early here so we can get the rest of us in here, our dog licensing and, of course, our Pet Fest and Facebook. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. SST Oil has got over You know, if you look at their cards and if you look at their fuel cards, so many businesses use SST oil in their fuel cards. Why? Because it's good in 59,000 different stations to fill up your car all across the country. They give you, at the end of the month, they give you a concise accounting of who's used the card, how much they used of fuel, and where they got it at. So we use it here in our station here for our people. So they're going out and doing things that they can use the gas card there. They've been in business in our city for over 50 years. In fact, they're starting their 51st year. It's an employee-owned company, and they are looking for people to come work for them as truck drivers and other jobs out there. Give them a call at 241-1167, SST Oil. We'll be right back with Mark Story and April Alumis and Ted Leidy.
He turned to me as if to say, hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you.
Winners, experience the thrill of yelling bingo and play at Wind River Resort and Casino. Don't miss our paper-only night every Monday. $200 drawings every session, rock and roll bingo, and $10,000 progressive bingo. At the end of the month, one lucky winner will win a four-night Baja cruise for two in our Putting for Paradise drawing. Earn drawing tickets all month long. Receive free tickets on Triple Ticket Tuesdays. Don't miss our $500 midweek drawing every month. Ask about Bingo's give-back promotion and special drawings every session. So grab your friends and play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. If you don't like to job, let the machine do the work for you. Pre-sales available. Machines only, hands-free. Who says you can't win them all? Play bingo. Win a four-night Baja cruise for two in our Putting for Paradise drawing. You only have to be 18 to play. Check out our bingo calendar and download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Bingo calendar subject to change. It's playtime all the time. Wind River. At Wind River Resort and Casino.
The Ten Tenors are coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium March 16th with their acclaimed show, Wish You Were Here, a celebration of legends featuring the music of David Bowie, Prince, Amy Winehouse, John Lennon, Michael Jackson, Freddie Mercury, Whitney Houston, and more. Fresh off their 20th anniversary world tour, the Ten Tenors return with their show, Wish You Were Here. With over 700 sold-out shows, six albums that have gone platinum and gold, it's the Ten Tenors. Don't miss your opportunity to experience this international singing sensation live at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets for this soon-to-be sold-out show, the Ten Tenors, March 16th. Go to readingcivic.com for your tickets today. Tickets are also available at the Civic box office or by calling 229-0022.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. If you have not seen that movie, Streets of Fire, you haven't lived. Streets of Fire.
I was just going to say, it's sort of a Pavlovian thing. All I have to do is play any track off that album and you start dancing. It's like Salivation at the Bell.
I do. I like that one. I tell you what, it's called Fire in the Streets. And it's Streets of Fire, and it's about it's got everything in it. It's got motorcycle gangs. It's got veterans coming home from war. It's got it all. It's got Diane Lane singing. I mean, it's got it all there. Okay, we're here with of course Ted Lighty, my co-host, and good morning, Ted.
Good morning, Colonel Bott, sir. How are you today?
I'm fine, Sergeant Major.
That's okay. Great.
His Majesty's Forces, India. And, of course, April Loomis, who is the development director. Am I saying that wrong?
No.
Okay.
It's Loomis. It's going to be Loomis.
Loomis.
Yeah, it's not Loomis. That's L-O-O-M-I-S. Mine's
L-U-M-M-I-S. Tell me that, then, instead of looking at me and crossing your eyes and saying, bad boy, bad boy.
That's the female signal for...
Okay. Oh, that's right.
You've been married long enough to know.
Oh,
that.
Carl.
The look, the raised eyebrow.
The raised eyebrow is just enough, usually. The eyebrow came up, I said, I've done something wrong here. I have done Lummis here, who's the development director at it. Haven you made... And, of course, Mark Story, the CEO of Haven Humane. We got like about 8 minutes left. So we've got a few things we got to hit here. So PetFest.
PetFest is going to be May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. It's going to be at Haven. We're going to transform the whole back lot into a carnival-type atmosphere. It's a lot of fun. Ted, this is where we get the best match, that kind of stuff, at our West Munster Dog Show, which is a lot of fun events. We're going to have vendors. We're going to have food. We're going to have raffles. We're going to have sponsored events. We're going to have police dog demonstrations. There's going to be tons of demonstrations. The West Munster Dog Show is a big hit. And then also we're going to have Shasta Splash Dogs there again with the pool. If you ever wondered if your dog could do the Splash Dog stuff, this is the place to come out. It's $5, which goes to their club to support their club. And you can try and jump... have your dog jump into the pool. And then if your dog does do it and you want to do more, then they have another deal where you can spend more and you can jump all day long, basically. It's a lot of fun. They have a new pool. It's 20 by 40, and we're kind of rearranging where it's going to be, so it's going to be more center stage this year at Haven. So a lot of fun with that. We're going to have fly balls coming, I think, as well.
Yes.
The what? The fly ball where they do the racing, where they run up and they hit the board and grab the ball and then run back.
Are these trained animals that do this then, right?
Yeah, they're all local animals. These are local clubs that train their animals. And clubs. So they will talk to you about that, and so your dog can see those kind of things too. But, again, this is a family event, so bring the whole family, including the four-legged family members. We don't recommend bringing cats unless you bring them in a crate. We're also going to have a vaccination licensing clinic there, so you can come in and get all your vaccinations. One thing that's not on here that we forgot to mention is now starting this month, actually, every first and third Wednesday from 2 to 4 in our classroom, we are doing a low-cost vaccination clinic at Haven. So every first and third Wednesday, 2 to 4, you can come to Haven, and it's a full-service clinic for vaccinations. So you can get any of your vaccinations done there. 2 to 4 first and third Wednesdays in our classroom. So and it's discounted. It's going to be the lowest cost clinic you can find for vaccinations. So bring your dog or cat. We recommend if you're going to bring a cat, bring them in a crate because dogs might get a little bit ornery when there's a cat around and the cat might get scared. We don't want to run it off. So, yeah. And then also our dog licensing clinic. We have a dog licensing clinic coming up on March 20th from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. at the Cottonwood Fire Hall. So if your dog's current on rabies vaccines, just bring the certificate. Licenses for City of Reading, City of Anderson, and Shasta County will be available. Rabies vaccinations at that clinic will be $8. Microchipping also will be available for dogs and cats for $20. Cats must be in carrier. And then the next clinic will be April 10th from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Lakehead Lions Club.
A good way to get all your animals vaccinated.
Yes.
Sure.
And if your dog is out and about, I'm just going to mention this real quick, and I'm sure you're probably going to talk to this to Dr. Tennant when she comes in. I'm sure she'll talk about it too. But if your dog is out and about a lot, if you're walking and doing a lot of stuff, going to a dog park and that stuff, canine influenza has hit the area. Canine influenza, Dana Park Clinic had their first incident of canine influenza, which they're saying they think it came from some dogs that were brought in from Korea, but it's hit California now, and it's moving up the I-5 corridor, and the canine influenza can be very troublesome if not treated. It presents just like a kennel cough would, so it presents like a cold or a flu. But if it's not treated, it can go into pneumonia, and your dog can die from it. So there is a vaccine for the canine influenza. We are now vaccinating all dogs on intake at Haven for canine influenza, trying to get ahead of this. There have been many shelters down in the Bay Area that have shut down because of it. They've actually not done any public spays and neuters, and they've limited their intake because they got the canine influenza. It's very contagious, and it rapidly goes through the shelter. So we don't have it yet here, but we're trying to be proactive with it. But we do recommend that if you have dogs that are out and about a lot, that you get the canine influenza vaccine. And this vaccine, unlike the human flu vaccine, is a vaccine made specifically for this strain of canine influenza that's going around.
Yeah. So, unlike humans, which we get an old strain from last year, which may or may not work.
Right. Yeah, this one is specifically designed
for
this.
How can they do that with dogs and not people? Because you don't have to do all the testing?
You know, I'm not sure. I think it's just because they know what this vaccine, this strain is that's going around.
It could
around.
Be a very specific strain. Okay. What else we got? I think that's pretty much it.
Facebook. Yeah. Please go in and like us on Facebook if you want the most up-to-date. We post probably 6-7 times a day. So if you want the most up-to-date about what's going on, our events, animals up for adoption, cats, dogs, go in, like our Facebook. We are really close to 12,000 followers.
Wow.
So we're almost right there. So please push us over that edge.
Yeah, and another Facebook, too, if you've adopted from Haven, like Ted, I know you have. If you go to Haven Humane alumni page, there's a lot of people that are alumni. They have adopted animals from Haven, and so they talk about their dogs and cats and critters that they've adopted and show pictures and talk about their successes, which is great. So we welcome everybody to come on that page as well.
Do you see people, when you come in to adopt an animal, that it just seems just the opposite kind of animal that they would pick? You know, sometimes maybe, it's maybe big dogs for little people or little dogs for big people or things like that.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I saw a guy carrying this guy is, you know, Ted's like 6'3", what, 6'3", 6'4"? Mm-hmm. This guy was bigger than you. And he's walking out with this little dog, holding it in his arm.
Aww.
And he's walking out. And I'm thinking, well, that, you know, he wants that dog, obviously. But you would not think he would pick a dog like that. And I thought it was kind of cute.
No,
I didn't say anything because he's pretty big.
I tell people all the time, you know, it's better to go into a shelter or a rescue organization without any preconceived notions on what you want. You just are ready to have another family member and let them find you because, you know, they find us. And as much as we'd like to think that we pick them, they pick us. And it may be to look they gave us. Maybe they sat still in the kennel. Maybe they bounced around and you thought that they were a great fit. But they find us. So, you know, we celebrate all those matches because they're all great matches, whether whether they look like they should be or not. They're great matches, and that's what it's about.
Every Friday, Haven Humane comes in at 7 o'clock with Amy and with the pet of the week. And I tell you what, these animals she brings in are just adorable. And this last one was a puppy that she brought in.
Yeah, Pete, I think was his name, wasn't it?
It was a black and white puppy, probably going to be up 50 pounds and 50, maybe 60, but absolutely this cutest puppy. And I would hope that Pete has been adopted. I can't imagine why he wouldn't have been adopted that same day.
Yeah, I think Pete was adopted.
Yeah, because I tell you what, just an adorable dog. But you bring in others, you bring in sometimes older dogs that, you know, 3 or 4 years old, that they're already trained and they're good dogs too. I mean, it's just, if you're looking for an animal, you know, and just like Ted and Lisa did, head on down to Haven Humane. They've got all types. And if somebody's looking for a specific breed, they can tell you that, can't they?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have people that come in and maybe they don't find what they're looking for that day, then we have a waiting list. And so if a dog comes in that fits or a cat that comes in that fits what you're looking for, we're going to call you before it even hits the adoption floor and give you an opportunity to come look at it. So some of the animals never even make it to adoption because we have people that are looking for them. You know, maybe they're looking for a Shar Pei. We get a Shar Pei that comes in and we say, you know, we got a Shar Pei. Why don't you come down and look at them? And we're still holding it, waiting for hopefully their families to come forward. But if they don't, then you're going to be first in line, and
I saw brother labs, yellow labs, in there from an older fellow had to give them up.
Mm-hmm.
They were brother labs. They were perfect. I mean, full-blooded labs, and they were together. And I don't know how long they lasted. It probably lasted a day or something.
Yeah, they weren't there long.
Yeah, but, you know, so you'd be surprised at all the different types of breeds that go through there. So,
So puppies and brother labs and maybe kittens, those are all, they go pretty quickly, right? They're adopted quickly. What is the most at-risk demographic of pets you have in there, of animal you have?
Pit bulls and black cats is what I would say.
Cats.
Yeah, so pit bulls and black dogs in general, and then black cats too. For some reason, there's something with the color black, but they, I mean, you know, they're just like any other pet. I mean, I have a black lab that's one of the best animals I've ever had, but pit bulls, because they're a little bit misunderstood, they're a lot misunderstood, and some people aren't capable of taking care of a big, strong, high-energy dog, which I totally get. But yeah, those are probably the ones that stay the longest. They're also, most of them are the ones that are in the CGC program, like we talked about earlier. They're also in play group, and they're fantastic animals. We just got to find the right families for them. So,
it's amazing how many animals you keep adopting out. I mean, we're only so big here in this town, in this county, but you've got people probably coming in from, you've got other agencies also saying, hey, we got somebody looking for this kind of animal.
Yeah,
right?
Amy is our rescue coordinator, and Amy did a great job last year. She sent, I think, 750 animals to rescue last year, and I think her goal this year is 900, I think is what she said her goal was this year. So we'll see, and all that does is they just go to other organizations that are going to find forever homes for them, and that gives us more space to be able to find more homes for more of our animals locally.
Okay. We're here with Mark Story, who is CEO of Haven Humane. A huge success story we have over there, thanks to Mark and people like April Lummis, who are his development director, and everybody else, all the volunteers, all the people out there that help us, that help keep animals, finding them homes so they're not having to be destroyed. They're moving to a no-kill certification for Haven Humane, and you know they're there with the dogs and they're working their way up with the kittens. And again, thanks, Ted Lighty, for being here with me today,
buddy. My pleasure.
We're going to have you back on later on this week because we have some things we need to talk about there. Hey, tomorrow we've got our veteran service officer will be with us, and also the latest on the Wine Village and what's happening with that. You know, I mean, that's going to be a huge extravaganza out there, too. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
.com. I'm Val Dior. President Trump has named former digital advisor Brad Parscale as campaign manager for his 2020 re-election campaign. And if that name sounds familiar, it's because he served as the digital media director for Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. Meanwhile, Vice President Pence will be addressing the nation's religious media pros here in a little while. The National Religious Broadcasters annual get-together is underway in Nashville. And